This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we are joined by Google's trend expert, Justin Barr, to discuss this week's top five most searched trends. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me, what was the number one YouTube video?
Man, the number one YouTube video is extremely bizarre. So it's Until We Become Dusk by Oyster Mask. And this guy's like a celebrity. It's like a celebrity singing competition where the competitors wear these elaborate masks and like they conceal their identities. I've never watched it before. I just watched it like 10 minutes ago. It's extremely bizarre. So I highly recommend that everybody watches Until We Become Dusk. Dust by Oyster Mask. It's very bizarre. So I would check it out.
That does sound bizarre. Now, is this like a series or is it just like one video or?
It originated in China, and it's like a musical competition. It's kind of like American Idol, but in Korea. So I think that, yeah. I mean, the song is good. Not necessarily something that I'm super stoked on, but it's enjoyable.
You know, I love watching the foreign videos just because it's so strange, but I'm sure for them, if they watch our stuff, it's going to be strange too, right?
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be. And, you know, it's beautiful. The mask, weird. But it kind of works in the situation. So I highly recommend you check it out. And then right after that, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. You know, I understand why the Oyster Mask is a little bit higher up on that. Ed Sheeran, not necessarily my type of guy, but I respect him as an artist, I guess. And then next, we've got the Ping Pong Trick Shots 3 by Dude Perfect. Those guys always have some pretty sweet shots. So check that out as well.
Oh, man, I like watching those too. And the Frisbee ones. I like the Frisbee.
Pretty unbelievable. I want to know how many takes it takes them to do some of these shots, because it's like a one in a million type situation and they're just rocking them.
For top five most search trends, where do we start out with five?
Down on five, going to the bottom of the list here, we've got the Spotify Wrapped feature. So if you're not aware, it's awesome. Highly recommend you check it out. So Spotify released all your top songs of 2017, and they organized it into this nice little playlist for you. Mine was pretty jaw-dropping. I had no idea I listened to so much Dashboard Confessional over the past year, but, you know, they're timeless. So some of the search trends around that are, how do I get to see Spotify 2017 Wrapped, and how many minutes have I listened to on Spotify? So that was cool. I think I was up to like 45,000 minutes. So that was very cool. It's a nice interactive playlist for you to check out for all those Spotify listeners out there.
What was number four?
Number four. So as we, you know, approach the new year, everybody's got to get their diets in order. So we've got the keto diet. Everybody's searching for that. So the keto diet, low carb, high fat diet approach. It was trending this week. So essentially you just don't eat any carbs and you eat a lot of fat and you also can't drink alcohol. So maybe not the best holiday diet, but if you want to hop on that 2018, I'm in support of that.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I mean, New Year's is coming around and I intend on drinking. So
I do as well. So yeah, I'm not going to be a keto man, but Tim Tebow and Kim Kardashian, they're on the keto train. Same with Mick Jagger. So I don't know. I guess it's working for them if you like the way they look.
What was number three?
So we've got Computer Science Education Week. So a little bit of a surprise here, not normally in your normal popular category. But yeah, Computer Science Education Week is this week. It's going on right now actually in Chicago. And Chance the Rapper, he showed up at Chicago's Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Academy on Wednesday while the fifth graders were working on some code. Also, the Google Doodle on Monday was like it was our first ever like interactive coding doodle. So yeah, we're trying to put an emphasis on education from K through 12 students and their interest in computer science. So we got that going on this week and people are checking it out.
Oh, that is so cool. I love when people go into the STEM stuff. You know, kids really need to go into that more, I think.
I totally agree. And it was something that I personally had no idea or no exposure to until a couple years ago. And now, you know, we're trending so much in that direction, it only makes sense to start them young.
What was number two?
So we've got Time Person of the Year. They named their People of the Year, I guess, this week, recognizing the silence breakers. So this is women, both famous and unknown, who kind of launched a movement against sexual harassment. So some of the questions around that, you know, obviously who won Time Person of the Year, but then also the search interest in silence breakers. That actually peaked by or spiked by 31,000% on December 6th, following the announcement of that. The people on the cover, it was people also were searching for Ashley Judd, Donald Trump, Taylor Swift, Colin Kaepernick, things like that. But yeah, so Time released the silence breakers.
So is it the silence breakers or was it the hashtag Me Too? I was so confused by that.
You know, I think that they're essentially part of the same movement, but pretty separate endeavors as far as I'm concerned. I think that they definitely have to do with one another. But yeah, the Me Too thing kind of came a little bit before the release of the Time silence breakers.
Okay. What about number one?
So number one, we had the Southern Californian wildfires. So as of Thursday, almost 200,000 people in Southern California had been forced to evacuate. And so some of the trends around that were just what causes wildfires in California, how to brush fires start, how to become a firefighter. So some pretty devastating wildfires going on right now, as I'm sure everybody's well aware. I mean, if you've seen some of those videos, it looks like the gates to you know where. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are out with the people in Southern California right now, and we hope that they can get some of those fires better contained shortly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw a video this morning of a guy saving a little bunny, a wild bunny, from the fire. And I was like, it's like even the rabbit knew, I got to get the hell out of here.
Totally. I saw that video too, and it was crazy because at first you're like, what is this guy doing? He's obviously like calling to something. Maybe it's like a person. And then all of a sudden this baby bunny pops out and he just cradles it in his arms. Got me pretty fired up and a little emotional as well, but exciting.
Yeah, like everybody wants to help out. And speaking of helping out, is there anything like for people to do who don't live in the state? Like, can we donate something?
Yeah, so if you want to figure out how you can help donate to the California wildfires, you can actually just Google how to donate to California wildfires, and there's going to be a little pop-up on Google that will show you a button that says, yes, donate, and then you follow the prompts there, and it'll take you to the places that will be most affected by some of your gracious donations. So if you want to do that, just head to Google and type in how to donate to California wildfires, and it'll help you out there.
Oh, thanks so much. I know I'm going to be doing that today because, you know, a lot of people sometimes they just need a little bit of help, especially when something this devastating happens, you know. It's not like it happens all the time. So everybody out there, go help them out, right?
Yes, definitely agree, and I'll be doing the same. My family's in Southern California, so we're all good for now, but yeah, anything helps the victims.
Well, thanks so much, Justin, for coming on. I really appreciate you being here.
Hey, no problem. It was a lot of fun.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.